Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Today, we're adding an extra A to MAGA. It's M-A-A-G-A. Make American agriculture great again. American agriculture isn't just for the ranchers and the farmers. It's for all Americans, all the consumers, yes, even the vegans. Food production is imperative to our lives, our economy, and yes, our environment. The Green New Deal is one of the worst proposals in history, and it isn't meant to save a planet, but it's to enslave a people, control their very need, including the food, the land, the property, the lifestyles, the travel, everything you do, even where you live. Yesterday, we laughed about the gassy cows and compared them to the buffalo of the day, the gassy buffaloes. The gassy cows aren't the problem, though. It's the greedy bureaucrats. That's who the problem is. Lobbyists representing special interest groups, foreign interests, big corps, the packers in the stockyards, everyone except for the independent farmers and the ranchers, and even the consumers. The American producers. Yeah, it's not about the greedy cows or the grassy cows. It's about the greedy bureaucrats. It's about greed, just out-and-out greed. And that is the problem. Today we have Bill Bullard of RCAF USA back with us. It's been a long time, and we're going to have him join us with some cool common sense mega talk that's with two A's. Three A's if you count the one on the end, and Smart Trade Talk, and we welcome Bill back. I said last week when I had Greg Owens on, Greg goes to Washington. We've got Bill goes to Washington today. Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Well, it's good to have you back. I want to hear a little bit about your trip to Washington, if it was successful, if it was just getting started, or how'd it go?
Well, it was quite interesting, and I'm sure Greg Owens talked about it, too, because we were there with him.
Yes.
And met with Trade Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, mm-hmm. and the Trump's trade advisor, Peter Navarro, and the Undersecretary for Commerce, Gilbert Kaplan. And to each of those, on behalf of RCAF, we expressed our deep disappointment that the administration has completely ignored cattle producers and consumers. And they did that by crafting a new North American Free Trade Agreement, now called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA.
Right.
And in that agreement, President Trump capitulated to the demands of the meatpacking lobby. And their demands were, don't do anything to our industry to reform this agreement. Go ahead and tinker with the auto and truck industries and recognize for them that the domestic origin of components within a supply chain are extremely important if you want to strengthen your domestic economy. You need to increase the percentage of domestic components, and that's exactly what they did for the auto and truck industries. Then they went further and said, for U.S. manufacturers like textile manufacturers and apparel manufacturers, it's important that consumers know the origins of the components of that product. And so they built into the USMCA the ability for U.S. manufacturers to promote U.S. yarn, U.S. fibers, and U.S.-made fabric. These are very important improvements that our domestic economy needs in order to rebuild ourselves to make America great again, as you said. Mm-hmm. But he did absolutely nothing to make American agriculture great again, particularly with respect to the livestock industries. Because in the new agreement, the trade policies and provisions for the trade of cattle and beef are identical to the provisions contained in the original 25-year-old NAFTA agreement that has really devastated the United States. And the problem is the trade agreements with Canada and Mexico are is the single most important trade agreement to the U.S. livestock sector. And that's because, unlike where we import beef products from other foreign countries, in fact, over 20 of them, from Canada and Mexico, we import beef in two different forms. We import the beef commodity, a packaged product, where the animal had been slaughtered either in Canada or Mexico, but we also import the beef on the hoof, the live animals brought in from Canada and Mexico, slaughtered in the United States. And under NAFTA, all the meat derived from those animals is labeled as a product of the USA. What that means is that the multinational meat packers, through NAFTA, have a 31% increase in inventory supplies than what is available domestically. So where the U.S. cattle industry used to have cattle cycles where supply would exceed demand for beef, we'd liquidate our herd, and then the supply would be well under demand, and we'd start to rebuild our herd, and that was a 10 to 12-year cycle. Well, under NAFTA, the cycle has disappeared, and that's because any time that our supplies are below demand for beef, which would trigger us to begin rebuilding our herd, the packers would simply reach out to Canada and Mexico and obtain their supplies from those sources, and as a result, they would knock off the price rallies for U.S. cattle producers. As a result, the trade with Canada and Mexico is the single most devastating leverage that the multinational meat packers have to leverage down the prices paid to U.S. cattle producers. Now, as a consumer, you might think, well, that's good because beef would be cheaper. That's exactly what is not happening. Mm-hmm. What is happening is retail beef prices remain at levels today where our fed cattle prices were up around $160 a hundredweight, and yet cattle prices today, even though beef prices are still high, cattle prices are lower than they were in 2012, 6 years ago. They're about $128 a hundredweight, meaning the meat packers are capturing windfall profits as a result of the very favorable provisions within NAFTA and now in the new USMCA. So we expressed to our trade ambassador that you missed the mark, that you did nothing to help the U.S. cattle industry, and in fact, you're actually going to help destroy the industry, because as we continue to lose the competitive marketing channels in our industry, soon we will reach the point where we will no longer have a competitive market or competitive marketplaces to market livestock. When that happens, it is game over. And that's what the poultry producers realized and learned the hard way.
A little too late.
That's what the hog producers have learned the hard way. When you lose your competitive marketing channels, when you lose your local auction yards, when you lose your local farmer feeders, when the meat packers no longer send buyers out to the feedlots to bid on cattle, when those competitive elements are gone from the supply chain, then the meat packers will have absolute full control over the entire supply chain from birth to plate. They won't have to own the farms. All they need to do is control the supply chain, and that's their goal.
And that is their goal.
The president has helped them do.
Well, I want to talk when we come back if you made any progress with that conversation, if it did strike a chord with them. We're heading into a break, though. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. RCAF USA is fighting for you, for the farmer, for the rancher, and for the consumer, because it all works together to make America agriculture great again. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
Oh. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You want to join RCAF USA if you are not already a member. And if you are, don't forget to re-up your membership every once in a while. I think they do that yearly. But the number to call to get the membership or to just go visit their website and see what they do is RCAFUSA.com. That's R-CAF, C-A-L-F, USA.com. The phone number is 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. Well, I want to think that maybe these men, when you were talking to them, were shocked about what they missed out on. So I want to, I'm hoping that maybe they said, you know, we're going to look into this and make some changes.
Well, there was one element that did catch their attention, and that was when we explained that the U.S. Department of Agriculture currently allows imported beef, beef from Uruguay, Nicaragua, Honduras, Argentina, Australia, Canada, Mexico, when it comes into the U.S. as a beef product in a big box. The USDA allows that big box to be transported to a U.S.-based meat packer, like a multinational packer, JBS, for example, owned by Brazil, but they have plants in the U.S. And they open the box, and the box has product of Uruguay or product of Honduras. It has the country foreign label on the box. Then they take the meat out of the box, and they put it into small boxes, and then they put a new label on it that says product of USA, and they ship it off for further processing or to a retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is mislabeling. That is deceiving consumers.
Oh, absolutely.
And it is certainly harming domestic cattle producers. And they couldn't believe that was happening because they said they can't happen because our tariff law of 1930 requires all imported goods to retain their label all the way through retail sale unless the product is substantially transformed. In other words, unless the product is made into a different product. But that's not what's happening. They're just taking beef out of the big box and put it in smaller boxes and putting a product of USA label on it. So the USDA is allowing the multinational meatpackers to circumvent the Tariff Act of 1930. And so we specifically asked the Department of Commerce to take steps to immediately correct that. And to do that, they have to go back to a 1989 rule called the Foreign Products Rule. And that's the rule that USDA wrote for the benefit of the meatpackers to allow them to simply ignore the lawful requirements under the Tariff Act. And so that has certainly caught traction. And since the meeting in Washington, I've had several conversations with the Office of the Deputy Undersecretary for International Trade, which is right under President Trump. And they're looking into that right now. So we continue to work with offices. And we brought this to the attention of Congress as well. And when we tell that story, we get kind of blank faces. People can't believe that our own U.S. Department of Agriculture is allowing the multinational, not only allowing, they're helping
promoting
the
it.
Multinational meat packers deceive American consumers.
What about the Packers and Stockyards Act? Is there any progress in that? Are they being open to implementing that? It's been there forever and never been instituted. Is it ever going to be that?
We have noticed that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is soon going to issue a new proposed rule to implement at least some provisions of that nearly 100-year-old Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921. We are not privy to what will be contained in that proposed rule, but we are hoping that they will finally begin doing what Congress directed them to do in the 2008 Farm Bill. In the 2008 Farm Bill, the U.S. Department of Agriculture was specifically directed to promulgate rules with which to implement the undue preferences or advantages prohibition contained in the Packers and Stockyards Act. And what that means is we need rules that clarify what that 100-year-old act meant. And what we think it meant is that the meatpackers cannot give their large corporate contractually aligned cattle feeders preferences over and above what the small farmer feeder receives. And when I say a small farmer feeder, that's a cattle feeder that feeds less than 1,000 head in their feedlot. And typically they're farmer feeders. They raise their own corn and soybeans, for example.
Right.
And so they feed their own crop to the cattle. That's who we're losing. And that's who's being disadvantaged because we are convinced that the meatpackers are giving sweetheart deals to their contractually aligned large formula feeders and leaving the small farmer feeder out in the cold. And we've lost, but then we've lost 75% of them in 20 years.
I know. It's...
We've lost over 84,000 small farmer feeders in this country. So those who are concerned about environmental issues, those smaller farmer feeders had a minimal impact on the environment. In fact, they were helping the environment because they were able to, you know, reestablish their land and the ground using the manure from relatively small numbers of cattle.
And
what's growing in our industry are the large mega feeders, and they're growing at a phenomenal rate, while our cattle feeders, small farmer feeders, are dropping like flies.
I had Dr. Patrick Michaels on yesterday from the Cato Institute, and we were talking about the Green New Deal. And I don't know if you've taken time to sit and read it. It's only 14 pages, but you need to. One of the things in there is they want to control property. And you know, that's what a lot of this is about, too, is they want to get rid of the independents, the independent farmers, the independent ranchers, independent anybody, really. And it's all going to be corporate or government owned. And going back to what you were talking about with this taking the meat out of the big box and putting it into the little box, and it's coming from foreign entities, it is a safety hazard for the consumer as well. And I don't think all the consumers realize that.
Well, that's absolutely true. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that countries like Honduras and Costa Rica and Uruguay simply do not have the same infrastructure that we have in the United States. They don't have the same veterinary infrastructure. They don't have the same transportation. They don't have the same water quality requirements. And so the production standards in those countries is substandard to the United States. It is not equal to what we do. They are able to cut corners that we don't cut in the United States, and we don't know the extent to which those countries are plagued by various pests and diseases, and then we find out the hard way. We find out, for example, after JBS bribes hundreds, if not thousands, of food safety officials in Brazil in order to allow the Brazilian meat packers to ship unlimited supplies of beef to the United States. And then we find out after there's a recall that something is wrong. Consumers deserve better. They deserve a label that can allow them to choose to buy food products from the country or countries that they have the most confidence in.
Well,
you can't do that.
Let's try
under current policy.
Let's try a phrase that the Democrats like to use or the left like to use. It's a human right. The consumer has the human right to know where their food came from. Here in the United States, the farmers and the ranchers and the producers, they have to jump through all kinds of hoops with rules and regulations and mandates and all these things that they have to deal with. And this meat coming in from outside the country, not. It does not meet the same standards. You know, so we have virtually eliminated many of the diseases here in the United States, but they have not, like hoof and mouth, they have not been eliminated in these foreign nations, and they're bringing that food in here, and they're taking it out of the big box, and they're putting it in the little box and marking it USA, and it's not. And the consumers are being deceived. It's very deceptive, and they don't know what they're purchasing.
Right.
They don't know the harms there, the risks. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right. And a concrete example of that is that in the United States, as a result of the public concern for antibiotic use in the feeding of animals, all U.S. cattle producers now have to obtain a veterinary authorization in order to feed antibiotics to live cattle. That only applies to U.S. cattle producers. It does not apply to Mexican cattle producers, Canadian, or anywhere else in the world. And so that's just one clear example of how U.S. production standards far exceed those of production standards in other countries.
The consumers are losing out as well as the ranchers and the producers, and I think that's
absolutely
something that is so important to get out. We're heading into another break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Bill, if you will, I sent you something that a listener wanted you to talk about today, if that is okay.
Sure.
It's about beef quality assurance here in the state of Missouri, something that's happening, and I wanted you to kind of explain that to my listeners when we come back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep.
MyPillow, made in the USA.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have texting back and forth during the commercial, Bill, with one of your gals, and she says you have a membership promotion going on right now with RCAF USA. I want you to visit their Facebook page as well as their website, which is r-cafusa.com. Just visit R-CAF USA on Facebook, and it'll pop right up, and visit them there. We are live on Facebook right now. I hope you combed your hair really nice, Bill. We're live on Facebook right now. And and we have been enjoying that, and many of your people are listening because Tatum has sent that out, so, and they're watching. So we'll see what we can do for you. We need to get the membership up. You don't have to be a cattleman, a rancher, a farmer, or a producer to join RCAF USA. You need to keep abreast of what's going on. You need to know what's happening. And folks like Bill, you know, I can't keep up with it, Bill. I rely on people like you. I can't keep up with all the mess that's going on. But I'm telling you right now, it's about independence. They're trying to scoot people away from being independent. I don't understand that. It's beyond my comprehension, because I guess because I'm kind of a stubborn, independent person. In fact, I was told that one time. And so visit r-cafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com. And if you're listening and watching on Facebook right now and you're one of my listeners and not one of RCAF's listeners, go to
their Facebook page, which is simply r-calfusa.com. Not .com, just r-calfusa. So, Bill, what were we talking about?
It was the flyer, one of your listeners.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I've got it right in front of me. Quality Beef Assurance. Now, I don't know if you had even a second before the show to look at that, because I just got it before I went on the air. And they wanted us to talk about that a little bit today. Now, it looked to me, just at me glancing at it, it's more regulations on the American farmers and ranchers. more hoops to jump through. But maybe you can explain it to me a little better than that.
Well, this is all about control, and this is a program that is part and parcel to what's called the Global Roundtable for Sustainable
Beef.
There
you got it. Mm-hmm.
What they want to do is they want to control the live cattle supply chain. So there's a program called the Beef Quality Assurance that has to do with production practices, and it includes such things as where to give a vaccination shot so as not to hit the meat that is consumed by consumers. And so there have been producers for over a decade that have taken the effort and the expense to become certified under a beef quality assurance program. And then when they market their cattle, they market those cattle as being produced under the standards of the beef quality assurance, and the cattle producer gets a premium in the marketplace, because the meat packers are willing to pay more, and then the branded product that goes to the retailer is at a higher price. And so it is a value added for independent producers. Well, the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, which is comprised of the multinational meat packers, have determined if we could force producers to comply with the beef quality assurance, then we get all that value added for free. Now, in a competitive marketplace, a producer that's expending the additional expenses and effort to have a higher quality product, he's going to be rewarded in the marketplace. But if you do not have a competitive marketplace and you have four packers, as we do, controlling 85% of the market, three of them controlling almost 75% of the market, when one of those says, we're only going to buy cattle that is produced under the beef quality assurance, suddenly the meat packers are using their market power to dictate the terms of production to U.S. cattle producers. And so Tyson did this in January of 2019, announced that it would only buy cattle produced by producers who went through the beef quality assurance program. So suddenly all the premiums go away. And now there's a risk of market access risk for every other producer. Because if they don't comply with Tyson dictates, Tyson may be the only buyer seated at the auction yard on a particular day, and the producer doesn't want to risk not having that individual as a buyer. Worse, in some situations, Tyson may be the only buyer. Mm-hmm. And in that case, if a producer does not comply to these dictates, then they will be unable to sell their cattle, or they will receive deep discounts. So this is a scheme by the multinational meat packers working through the Global Roundtable of Sustainable Beef in order to force producers to produce cattle in the way that Tyson wants them produced. That's not competition. That's a command and control regime, and the beef quality assurance is kind of the introductory phase, because the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef has targeted this program because producers can generally see the value in doing that, and many of them are doing it voluntarily. And so it's not a big step to start this long road of absolute control by the packer. This is scary when one packer can come out and dictate the terms of production, knowing full well that the other packers are going to line up behind them, and as that flyer showed, Cargill and National Beef are right behind Tyson.
I knew right then it couldn't be a good thing.
And that means producers who want to produce differently, and there may be very well better programs in beef quality assurance that a producer wants to comply with, but now that producer is relegated to marketing his or her cattle to the 15% of the market outlets not controlled by the big meat packers. This is how you get a cookie-cutter industry. They're not after high quality. They're after consistent quality. They want to dictate the terms of production. They want to control the producer. And this is their absolute means of accomplishing this.
Well,
we believe this is collusion.
And these same names are the ones we'll see that were against Cool. Tyson,
absolutely.
Cargill, U.S. Premium Beef, National Beef, and Wendy's is on here, so it's, you know, it is global. You mentioned the word global. It is global. They want us to be a global society. That's why they're all against it. That's what they've tried to make nationalism as a dirty word, be a nationalist. You know, I'm an American, and that's what I care about first. I don't want anything bad to happen to other countries, but I want my family taken care of first. And that's what independence is about. It's about taking care of home. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is no shame in that.
And that's right. And what they're doing is they are exploiting the independent cattle producers in the United States. They're doing this by forcing those producers here in America to incur higher costs, and they are producing a higher quality product. But then these very same meat packers are importing product from Uruguay, Argentina, Brazil, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, all these other countries, bringing it into the United States. That meat is not subject to the higher production costs associated with the producer's compliance with the packer's wishes, but the packers use that substandard imported product in order to lower the price that the domestic producer is going to receive, because they are increasing the supplies, and the law of supply and demand says when supplies increase, cattle prices go down. So now the U.S. cattle producer is incurring additional costs but receiving a lower price for those cattle because the meat packers are indiscriminately importing an undifferentiated product, and then worse, slapping a product of USA label on it to compete head-to-head with the higher quality beef produced in the United States. This is a sham.
You couldn't do that with any other product and get away with it. Not any other product in the United States could you do that and get away. Well, they have in the past. We did have Greg Owens on last week. They have in the past. They're calling them out on it. We're headed into another break. I want to again emphasize to visit RCAF, r-calfusa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. Also, give them a call at 406-252-2516. Be a member. Become a member. Join the fight. 406-252-2516. If you have a question for Bill, we're right here, right now. We're headed into the final segment at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record code, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with RCAF USA. We have Bill Bullard on with us. Before we get back to the conversation, I want to remind you about the Range Rights Symposium coming up in April. It's April 11th through the 12th. You can go to rangerights.com to get signed up, rangerights.com. I was invited to speak this year, but I just couldn't make it happen with my time and other issues that were kind of clogging the way. So we'll have to look forward to that next year. I'll be there with you. But this year, I'm not going to be able to make it. Food, water, and energy. Don't be naive about the essentials of life. That's food, water, and energy. Don't be naive about the essentials of life. Bill, I kind of recommended you. I'm going to get you there one of these days. I also just found out that RCAF is having their annual convention August the 15th through the 16th at Deadwood, South Dakota, and I'm sure you can find more information about that by visiting RCAFUSA.com. Put the dash in there, R-CAFUSA.com. Join them on Facebook. Listen and watch what's going on and read. They post a lot of things, and they do on their website as well. Bill writes a lot of – you write those letters, you know. I used to watch VeggieTales with my grandkids. That's kind of an out-of-dated thing now, but one of them was doing a play. They were doing reenacting Shakespeare. And back in that day, you know, the men dressed up like the women, and he says, we're going to get letters. And that's kind of what – you send a lot of letters out to protest what D.C. is doing and to kind of, yeah, I'm sure you send some encouragements out there, too. We've got to, I've always tell my listeners, we got to let them know when they do it right as well as letting them know when they did it wrong. So,
right. Well, one of the letters we wrote was to the U.S. Department of Justice when we learned that JBS, the Brazilian meatpacker here in America, now I think it's the largest meatpacker in America as well, they were caught engaged in a corrupt scheme in which they were bribing over 1,200 food safety officials in Brazil. So we wrote a letter to the Justice Department, said,
wow,
you know, this is Brazil's, the JBS's operational method. we need to do an investigation in the United States to find out if Brazil has been involved in similar criminal activity here in America. And, you know, one of the anomalies that had occurred is even though Brazil has foot and mouth disease, the U.S. Department of Agriculture nevertheless approved imports of fresh Brazilian beef beginning in 2016. And then in 2017, the corruption occurred, and the Secretary of Agriculture was forced to close the border after about 3 months of resisting. And then after the border was closed, one of our food safety official, the head of the food safety agency, Alfred Almanza, was hired as JBS's global head of food safety and quality. And so we thought, well, that is suspicious because the United States Department of Agriculture had gone down to Brazil 18 times to conduct audits to determine if Brazil was following U.S. safety protocols. And 18 times since 2001, Brazil failed, and they failed miserably. And one of the biggest problems that Brazil had was they didn't have protocols to prevent the Shiga toxin-producing Escherichia coli, or STECs. And so in the 19th audit of Brazil, Brazil still did not have proper protocols for this particular food safety measure.
Wow.
Nevertheless, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the head of the Food Safety Inspection Service approved imports of fresh beef from Brazil.
And let me explain this.
Fly in their face.
Let me tell the people, this is the meat that comes in the big box and gets transferred into the little box. It's marked USA. I just wanted to get that picture out there. Go ahead.
So we have no official record that Brazil ever complied with this requirement for STECs, and nevertheless, the USDA allowed that product to come into the United States, and now the head of the Food Safety Inspection Service, who had been there through the approval process, has now obtained what I would believe to be a very lucrative position with the world's largest meat packer that is known to be engaged in criminal activity. So we're going to write another letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking them to investigate this particular concern that we have, that there is far too close a relationship between the regulator and the regulating, and there is a revolving door that rewards those who follow the meat packers' desires while they're supposed to be representing the interests of the American consumer and producer.
You know, I have challenged my listeners since January 1st that this is the year of the storm, where the American people need to be the storm that brings back liberty and independence, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Sending letters, signing letters, joining organizations such as RCAF USA, that is part of being the storm. So once again, I want to encourage all of you out there, if you are not a member of RCAF, you need to be a member of RCAF, even if you're not a producer. Now, you have to be a producer, if I understand this correctly, you have to be a producer to vote. But you don't have to be a producer to be a member and to know and watch and support and help what's going on. r-calfusa.com, r-calfusa.com. Visit their website. Visit them on Facebook. You can do that very easily. Just look them up as r-calfusa, and it'll pop right up. I want to thank you, too, and Tatum had a little bit to do with this. I've been in this competition, and this is the final week of this competition for the FedEx grant. And you guys helped promote that a few weeks ago. This is the final week. You can vote every day, every 24 hours, not 23 and a half hours, every 24 hours. Visit my website and vote. This is the last week. April 1st is the last day you can vote. I have to have the votes to make it through the first category here in order to see if I can even get this grant. But I'm very anxious and excited to do that. And I appreciate you guys helping me with that. And I have no clue how good I'm doing because they don't let you know. So we're just plugging away, and I appreciate that support there on that end, too.
Great. We're happy to help.
Oh, it's just awesome. When we work together, that's when we bring America home. No, don't sign us off yet. We're not quite ready. We are about down to 30 seconds, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Bill. Let's bring people in.
Well, I think what you said is very, very important. People need to pick up the phones and call their member of Congress and tell them we must be able to know the origins of our meat.
Absolutely.
Country of origin labeling is the single most important tool to put control back in the hands of consumers and the opportunity to have a choice, but it also is the one tool that the producers can use to disrupt the meat packers' market power that's being applied to control them. Mandatory country of origin labeling is right now the single most important thing we can do to help U.S. cattle producers and U.S. consumers.
So write those letters. And, Bill, if you can later on, if you could send me some addresses and the names that you would like them to send those letters to, we'll try and get that done and see if we can't. And our president, he actually prefers handwritten notes, Little Bird told me one time. So make it short and sweet and just let him know. We'd really appreciate your support. Here, look into this. Bill, thank you for all that you do. I know that it wasn't your first time for Bill to go to Washington. You spent a lot of time there fighting that swamp, and I appreciate it so much as we all come together to be the storm that truly does bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.